Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margie Ellisord, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. In Missouri, the National Guard will explain today how they plan to help vaccinate people across the state. The St. Louis City Health Department says it will receive 3,900 doses of the vaccine next week. Dr. Fred Eccles says healthcare workers and first responders who are still waiting for their first dose will be priority. That includes medical providers who are not affiliated with hospitals. Dr. Eccles is working with the National Guard about setting up mass vaccination sites. A freight train derailed overnight in Brooklyn, Illinois. It was blocking Illinois Route 3 near Packers Avenue. Six cars on the freight train overturned in a curve around 12:30 this morning. Some of the six rail cars were carrying automobiles. No one was injured. No word on when the highway may reopen. Winter sports are starting up at some area schools. Jennings varsity basketball team played last night for the first time this school year. It was the first time any Jennings sports team played since the pandemic started. Ferguson, Florissant, and Rittner are also returning to practices or games this week. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, partly cloudy today, but much colder with highs only in the mid-30s. The first half of the weekend looks dry and cold. By Sunday morning, we could have a light wintry mix before precipitation changes to all liquid later in the morning. Expect more significant rain Sunday night into Monday, especially south. We could see precipitation change back to a rain-snow mix Monday morning before ending.